Friday. Got big plans for the weekend.
I'm going to win the lottery. I'm going to win two of them.
Oh, I want to
win. I'm winning $1 billion.
I got to go buy those.
I do want to win the lottery. Both are due tonight or what? One's tonight, one's tomorrow night? What?
Tonight's Mega Millions, tomorrow's Powerball.
All right, I got to stop and get some.
There's like, $1.5 billion between them or something?
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
I better do that before I get home or I ain't going to leave the house. What?
I don't like the idea of adding them together.
No. No, because you're not going to win.
Because you're not winning one, let alone two.
You're not winning two.
But you could.
No, the odds of winning two are...
It's got to be zero.
There's a chance.
Well, let's just say...
You're saying there's a chance.
They just said, no, the odds of winning both are not...
Beyond astronomical.
Right.
You imagine how much the entire country would hate you if you were that guy who won both?
Imagine how much I wouldn't care.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
right. Well, let's not do both.
I would buy my own country, and everybody would love me.
This little island I bought features nobody who hates me.
What are they both worth? Well, what's one worth, first of all?
One's $750.
I think that's a Powerball?
What's that after?
Let's see here. The Mega Millions is $750. The Powerball, $640. The cash option for the Mega Millions is $550. The cash option for the Powerball, $478.
Okay, so that's basically
$350 for both of them.
That's $100 million. So let's take it down another. So probably $500 million total, or maybe $600 million.
I think you go $650 clear.
Clear. That's you are amongst the richest people in the world, in the country. Not the top five, but you're also $650 clear. You're right. You got more money than the guys like, you know, the famous with Bono, all those kind of guys have $400 or $500 million. Yeah. You got more than them right away.
You're getting paid a little more than Mahomes.
Right. Mahomes, you're all at once, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably in the upper 0.1%.
Oh, yeah.
With that kind of money.
And my knees aren't in as much danger as his day in, day out.
Well, if I won one of those, I'd probably.
Those are for other reasons.
Yeah. If I won one of those, we'd. I'd pay you guys. We wouldn't have to come Tuesday. Yeah. Sorry,
But we're back on Wednesday morning.
Right. No, I'd pay you guys.
We're not taking 2 days off.
I'd pay you guys enough to quit, too.
Yeah. Somebody's got to feed this kid in here.
That's right.
This orphan would starve.
Open the door. He's free range then.
That's Jim's job.
Yeah. You could buy him a shack or something. Yeah,
we're not going to win the lottery. But, you know, good for people that do.
Yeah. Get all those kids' pinball machines.
That'd be one of the things, you're right.
One for every house.
Right.
At least one.
Right.
Yeah. You could get a bathroom that just has one right in front of the... You could just sit on the toilet and play kids' pinball.
I'm sure for the right amount of money.
You do aim high, Nick.
You write a big enough check.
Talk about a dream.
Gene would just move in with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you'd like that.
Yeah. But not where you live now. Not your house. I mean, not your town either.
No, I think the way you do that, Todd, is you pay Gene to put like a guest house on his property that you have access to at any time. Right. You can just go stay with Gene whenever you want.
Yeah, he wants to stay with Paul.
Oh yeah, right. I think Paul's a good cook.
I think it'd be more. I think it'd be a better deal to probably buy staying with Ace. You can probably get him for a lot cheaper.
But Ace is a nut job. Ace, and you got to hear him talk about Trump all the time. You don't want to hear that.
You could pay him not to.
Yeah.
You just be like, dude, play the solo from Detroit Rock
City.
Once again,
I think all of my dreams are a little bit higher than Nick's right now.
He's setting a low bar. That is true.
Right. Kiss pinball machine might be, I might, further down the list.
Well, you'd have the cash. You could buy a truck and put the pinball machine in the back.
Oh, man. I don't know what I'd do with all that money, but.
I know. I'd never hear the words. Tomorrow, there's a blizzard warning.
Nope, never.
Ever again.
Nope.
Ever again.
Unless it was about somewhere else you were thousands of miles.
It would not be on my local TV screen going, "Hey, worry about tomorrow because there's a blizzard."
It may be if I'm at my mountain home.
Yeah. Maybe.
Then I would have my private jet to fly me out of there that night.
But I tend to be at the mountain home probably in the summer.
Yeah.
You'd have to cut a check to people you know.
Oh, yeah.
To relatives and friends.
Just tell them to shut up.
Just be like, hey, here, there's one time.
Right. One time, don't go.
Yeah, that's always been nice. It's like, I'm giving you once, don't ever come again. Don't ever ask for money again.
That's why you want to win the money that just takes care of you.
That $5,000 a week or something?
That's the one. It's actually, there's 10 grand a week, too.
Oh, is there now?
Yeah. But here's the one, there's both. They have both. One of them I like now is $5,000 a week for life, and then you pick somebody to get $5,000 a week. And
oh,
guess,
yeah.
And guess who wins that?
The
My wife.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a weird one there.
Now you got to go with the kid or something.
I'm probably going to help go with the kid.
And then just make sure that, you know, work out a deal with the kid that they got to take care of mom. Because the kid's life is, you're assuming, going to be worth a lot more years than their mother.
Okay, but put yourself in this situation. I thought about that, too. You're 16, and somebody says you have $5,000 a week for life. You ain't working.
No.
You are not working.
No.
You might go to school if you like school. If you don't like school, you're not working.
Oh, I would have bought liters of LSD.
Is it available by the liter?
Well, liquid. we're about to find out.
I was not aware.
I want a big jug of liquid acid.
You didn't say liquid acid.
What is that, $260,000 a year?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I could live comfortably on $260,000 a year.
No, everybody could, unless you're rich, you know. But at that age, come on, of course you're living. That's the rest of your life, by the way.
You could also find a way to piss that away over a weekend.
And you're getting another check every week.
Every weekend.
Every week.
You might need a job in your 20s and 30s when you are.
So you're not killing
pissing the $5,000 away every week.
I don't think so, Puss. Think about that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
21 years of age, you have $260,000. Now, you're not clearing it, but you're making $260,000 a year. You're not working.
No, but
you're volunteering. You're maybe starting a business.
But you're not going to be smart with the money to start off with.
Right, because you're going to think at $260,000 at 21 that you have all the money in the world, and then you're going to figure out after a while that you don't.
Yeah, but then you still, every week, you're getting a check for $5,000.
Yeah, you get the opportunity to start over every Monday morning
every Monday
when that check shows up, you know?
Right. Oh, I blew last week's check, but I got another one.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, there's the next check.
Right. You're going to be a 21-year-old MC Hammer.
Oh, you're going to be drunk, yeah.
You're going to be, run out of money pretty quickly.
Because people will give you loans.
And then
the check goes to them.
Yep.
Right. Oh, cool, but you've got a racehorse.
Yep.
And a KISS pinball machine.
Well, a starving racehorse.
I saw those guys once. They were great.
Okay. Right.
The starving racehorses.
The racehorse needs maintenance.
Whatever. You know, you don't want him looking like the orphan in the office there.
But see, that's the lottery that seems, even though that one's ridiculous, hardly anybody wins that either. But that's the one, the $10,000 a week is more money, obviously. But that one where $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 come in every week is what you want. That way you don't have the hassles of a guy that made $40 million all at once.
Yeah.
All your family.
Yeah, you'd still have to get a nice Christmas presents.
Right. Oh, yeah. Of course.
You didn't have to answer all the calls for buddy.
You'd be nice. You pay your nephew more for the joke you bought from him, you know? You do that.
Or maybe you do, you know, maybe you start up the Vinny Testaverde cell phone plan for everybody.
That's right. Yeah.
Your cell phone's on me.
Right.
Kosar. That was Bernie Kosar.
Bernie Kosar. Sorry, I'm confusing my Browns quarterbacks.
That would suck if you got that and you got so far behind in debt that you were, you know, getting $7,000 a week and you're just broke.
That would be the problem of a kid that age. I get that. But we're not kids that age, you know.
Yeah, you'd want that. You would want to win that, like, at about 30.
Yes. Once you've been through some stuff.
Right, yeah. Live your 20s in poverty like you should.
Like everybody should, right.
And then about 30 or so, hit that and then be smart with it.
Maybe if you get a clue about money management.
But I think the key about that is, although Craig's right, they will give you loans. If you don't take the loans out, every Monday morning, there's another $5,000.
Cha-ching!
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, you could wake up every week and fly wherever you wanted.
Yes.
I was curious. I wanted to ask that couple that was in here that won the lottery.
Yes.
I bet you they are deluged by credit card and credit companies. Oh, you want some more money?
Right.
They must just get hammered with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much did they win?
I'd forgotten. They were both in the studio with us, and it was enough where they could both quit work. And
40,
they both,
50 mil, maybe?
Yeah, it was like 40, 50 million, right? And they were really nice people. He had a brand new, what was it? We walked outside and saw it.
Vet?
Was it a vet?
It was a vet, yeah.
Something, yeah.
And she bought a brand new $70,000 car herself. But it was a lot of money, and they built a extension on their house. He likes doing things there. I remember that. They built like a big barn. But I remember she was a nurse's aide. This is my favorite part of the story. And I remember reading in the paper before we met them that she was going to continue to work.
And, yeah, my son worked with her.
And that drives me crazy when I hear people say that. And I know they mean it. They mean it like by their heart. They go, I want to try. She was there a day.
Yeah.
And somebody told her to wipe an ass, and she left. And we had her on the studio with us, and I said, how long did that last? She goes, a day. I said, of course it did. You're a nurse's aide. That's a brutal, brutal job.
When she said, I don't need this S, she literally meant, I don't need this S.
And he quit immediately. I know
because
that
they have, you know, genuine FU money.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my dad always had a good point about that. I always thought it was more of an unselfish point of view as opposed to kind of I always have. If you keep your job, you're keeping that job from somebody that needs it.
True.
And that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So every time I hear about somebody that won $40, $50 million, I'm going to keep my job, that means you're keeping that job from somebody else. Yeah.
I would give a 2-second notice at the pharmacy.
You'd be like a cartoon out the door.
Yeah. You would give a notice.
Why would you even give notice?
Well, I would show up and be like, I quit and I'm ordering lunch for everybody. See ya.
Oh, that's nice.
And then there would be a Nick-shaped hole in the wall as you ran through it.
Well, I got to go in and get my Bo Jackson poster from my cube.
Of course you have a Bo Jackson poster from your cube.
I hate talking lottery. Nobody wins it. Except that couple we knew.
Until they do. That's the thing.
I know.
Nobody wins it until somebody does.
I know.
And you're going to buy that ticket and go, it's not going to be me, and then it will be.
Right. Okay, but how many people are just absolutely certain that this is their time?
Yeah.
Too many.
It's this lottery that they're going to win.
There's too many of those. And I don't, and it drives me crazy. Oh,
they're just certain. Right. They can feel it coming. It's if not this one, it's the next one.
Right. That's what keeps it going.
Well, see, I just look at the $2 or $4 or whatever that I spend as I'm buying the chance to sit around and dream about
it. Right.
You know?
But I forget to go. I'll forget to go today.
Yeah, that makes it tough.
It's brutal here today. If I don't go to the store on the way home from work, I'm not going to be leaving my house.
Yeah, like, see, I'm not going to spend any money today, but I spent several minutes dreaming about it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you can look at the ticket, and then you get the next morning, you know, because I'm not going to stay up till 10 o'clock when they make the drawing.
No, God forgot.
Who does that? You know? And I'll get up the next morning and look at it and go, did I? Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah. But it's that half a second. You might.
Well, you start with, did anyone win it?
Yeah. True. I just usually go right to their website, so.
Oh, on those deals, I wait to see, well, did anyone win it? No. Okay, well, then I certainly didn't.
All right.
Or did anyone win it? Okay, was it in this state?
Yeah,
because that'll show up too.
And a lot of guys do that old joke. I've had a couple guys do this joke, and they're still married, but their joke was, and they meant it really, that they go home and say, we won the lottery.
Pack your bags,
and you give the wife half and say, where are you going? I don't know, but you're leaving. I know one guy.
Pretty sure I know one of those guys.
I know two of those guys.
I think the one I'm thinking of is the one we know in common.
No, I know two guys back east, but I might know a third guy here.
Yeah. Wasn't there a guy?
Neither of them have kids with these women, but they've been married for a while, and they would just say, they basically both, no. I win the lottery, obviously she gets half, and then she leaves.
That's their
story. The one I'm thinking of is the one who also said he would bang Jennifer Aniston on his wife's casket.
Oh, yeah.
That would probably cost some money. Yeah.
Unhappy marriages would end in that situation because a lot of people stay together because there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah,
nobody wants to be in the basement. Nobody wants to be in a different house paying for two houses.
Money gives you options.
Right. Yes, it does. But then how many people do you know with money that got divorced?
Yeah, but
you hear about it all the time. You can still get into another bad relationship
because you're done with that one. Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
They're all over.
Oh, yeah.
And it ain't got nothing to do with money.
And you got
you're still the same person.
And then some young hottie's going to go after you because you got money.
And you're going to believe that for a second.
And you're going to marry that for a second.
Craig is just a hopeless romantic, you know?
Yeah, he is.
Bad relationships are everywhere. Yeah,
they are.
But if you hear that joke and you're thinking, God, I wish I could do that. You should probably get out.
I agree with you, but they can't.
If you're that freaking miserable.
I don't even think they're miserable. I just think that they'd rather do other stuff without that person.
They're stuck.
Yeah. Well, then do it.
Well, they can't because they both have paychecks and nobody could live by themselves. These two particular situations I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have half the money I have now and not be miserable if that was the case.
Yeah, but sometimes, Todd, they're not even going to have half by the time they, lose the income of the other person and start paying child support and whatever else comes along with the divorce. I'm going to be living in the divorce dad flop house apartment complex.
Yeah. There's one out by my neighborhood.
You know? Yeah. One bedroom for $285 a month.
They call it Divorce Dad Hill. It's out by the funny bone. I'll point to it next time we're out there. I know two or three guys up there that were divorced, living Divorce Dad Hill. Well, good luck with that lottery there. We gave you a bunch of ideas there. Leave your wife, buy Kiss pinball machines, and buy liters of LSD.
And don't be anywhere near snow.
Oh, yeah, unless you like it.